This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
3.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're just babble.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the real side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, thanks so much for joining me this evening. Head up on the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up on the website. There's a lot happening up on the website as well. Now, it's kind of like open mic hour. So if you want me to comment on something, send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. It's kind of like shooting, you know, just shooting questions at me and asking me to answer the questions. And send me a link to the story, and maybe even just even one line. What do you think about this? You think we should be involved in this? Blah, 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 blah. All right, so I did an interview a couple weeks back with another pretty long and extensive interview. And I'm the MC and chairman for the local prayer breakfast. And they were very upset that I don't bring in a more inclusive group, because, you know, the group that I have, the speakers that I usually have, not that they speak at the prayer breakfast about this necessarily, but they're not necessarily, actually probably 99.9%, they're not into or in agreement with same-sex marriage, they're not in agreement with abortion, they're not in agreement with the, you know, the whole LGBTQ movement, all that stuff there. Okay, not that they hate any of them, but it's just they don't believe it's biblically correct. So he said to me, the commentator said, why aren't you more inclusive? Okay, why aren't you more inclusive? Right? Why don't you bring somebody in who draws more people in? And I said, really, like who? Because based on the what you've given me for rules, I can't even bring in Franklin Graham, right? I mean, Billy Graham, Franklin, any of those. I couldn't bring him in. And he said, what about the Pope? He's very inclusive. I said, yes, but the Pope is not the leader of the quote-unquote Christian church. Right? He might be a man of God. He might be the leader of the Catholic church. You know, just like the Presbyterians have a leader and the, yeah, you know, I can go on and on and on with it. So I kind of laughed and I said, you know, the Pope's got his own set of things going on, And the journalists and the news organizations or the media organizations would love you to believe that he's open and for everything. And it's not true. Well, Pope Francis recently came out. Now this is directed directly at this guy. So you want me to have the Pope in because he's more inclusive. And I love people who really don't follow quote unquote religion until it serves them. Until the person says something they like. The Pope, using some of his most powerful language to date, has joined the American College of Pediatricians in denouncing the transgender ideology behind contemporary ideas of fluid sexual identity among children. You know, I'll take whatever I can get from the guy. All right? Well, where's the inclusiveness there, buddy? In his new letter on marriage and family, The Joy of Love, Francis said that sex education should teach respect and appreciation for sexual differences as a way of helping the young to overcome self-absorption. Absorption. Come on, it's one of those words. Give me a break. Okay, this respect includes self-acceptance and learning to embrace the body one was born with, rather than playing with fictional identities that deny reality. Now, see, a lot of those LGBTQ people who listen to me, listen to the show, and like to shoot back at me, this is perfect for them, because whenever he comes out and says something that they're confused about, they said, see, the Pope's okay with gay marriage. See, the Pope's okay with abortion. See, the Pope's okay. No. They take things like when the speech that he gave, one of the first speeches he gave where he said, thank you for that English lesson in the chat room. He said, he came out and he said, look, we shouldn't be worried about abortion. We shouldn't be worried about gay marriage. We shouldn't be worried about gay and lesbian lifestyles. We should be worried about teaching about the love of Christ. He's right. He's 100% right on when he's talking about those importance of these things. You don't walk up to somebody you're trying to win or win their love or teach them about the love of God or the love of Christ and turn around and the first thing you do is put your finger in their face and go, you're sinning. Oh, yeah, that works. You go, oh, yeah, please, tell me more. Come on. He goes on to say, in the convergence of faith and science, the Pope said that especially when experiencing difficulties with gender identity, the young need to be helped to accept their own body as it was created. A proposal encouraged by physicians of the American College of Pediatrics. I'm sorry. The American College of Pediatrics. Would somebody check for me? Is that a Christian organization or is that a secular organization? Thinking that we enjoy absolute power over our own bodies, Francis warned, leads to the delusion that we enjoy absolute power over creation. An appreciation of the body is made as male or female, he added, is necessary for our own self-awareness and an encounter with others different from ourselves. An effort to cancel out sexual differences based in anatomy is a symptom of a society that no longer knows how to deal with it. Well, I'm going to finish this on the other side of the break. I want my friends on the left who keep telling me that we need to follow the Pope. Yes, you do. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a minute. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Music is a world within itself. There's a language...
We are back.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, do be involved in the conversation, okay? Just don't let me sit here yakking at myself, seriously. Always, always, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me and what have you. You know, I'm talking, I don't know what you guys are talking about. I'm talking about the Pope. And the reason I'm talking about the Pope is that on a regular basis, you know, if you guys check out my Facebook page and other places, my real radio station page, I'm constantly being beat up about being more inclusive and be like, you know, why can't you be a Christian like the Pope or take on the attitude of the Pope because he's for same-sex marriage, he's for abortion, he's for this. And they're taking what he says out of context. And I usually just blow it off and I don't really say anything about it. And I watch these writers who write about him and basic written. I don't know what they're going to do with this. Their heads are going to explode. Because for all this time, they were talking about how we need to follow him, be more like him, be more Christian-like, like he is, because he accepts everything. Well, he doesn't accept everything. And now he's even jumping on the bandwagon of psychologists, you know, that scientific stuff. The American College of Pediatrics, or pediatricians, I'm sorry. And they're specifically saying this is a problem. So what are they going to do about it? No, seriously. He's saying that when they start having problems and confusion with gender, you help them understand that's the body that God gave them. See, this whole thing where you get these Christians that they're either gay, lesbian, transgender, what have you, and they start questioning God. Okay, why would God make me like this when he knows it's going to make me miserable? Or why this, or why that, or why this? Why not ask God, why are you feeling like that? Help me work this out. Help me make this, you know, help me make your creation work. How's that? I mean, it ain't that hard. This is not a big deal. Okay? And the Pope, hey, look, as far as I'm concerned, you know, he's driving it home, even in a non-religious fashion, if you would. As he's done in the past, Francis decried an ideology of gender that denies a difference and reciprocity in nature of man and woman and takes a society that there's no sexual differences. You, at that point, wipe out the family. Now, the Pope's words echoed a recent statement from the American College of Pediatrics, which warned against the, ready for this, the physical and psychological dangers to children posed by advocates of transgenderism. Failing to identify with one's biological sex signals a psychological disorder that must be dealt with, not pandered to. These are the physicians at the American College of Pediatricians, not the physicians at the First College of Christianity, right? The doctors declare that human sexuality is an objective biological binary trait, right? Rather than an infinite series of self-determined genders. The norm for human design, the doctor said, is to be conceived either male or female. Is to be conceived, not gender neutral, but male or female. Human sexuality is binary by design, with the obvious purpose being the reproduction and flourishing of our species. And therefore, XY and XX are genetic markers of health, not genetic markers of a disorder. See, again, we go back to science. Right, you want us to believe science. You want us to work with science. You want us to trust science. Well, why can't you? I'm just curious. While everyone is born with a biological sex, doctors know, the child's awareness of his or her sexuality develops over time, and it may be derailed by a child's subjective perceptions, relationships, and adverse experiences from infancy forward. Helping them accept their objective sexuality identity is one of the objectives of good parenting. Wow. You'd actually have to, God, you'd actually have to parent. A person's belief that he or she is something they are not is at best a sign of confused thinking. This is what the physician said, not Joe Messina. When an otherwise healthy biological boy believes he is a girl, or an otherwise healthy biological girl believes she is a boy, an objective psychological problem exists that lies in the mind, not the body. It should be treated as such. Treating gender confusion as a good and normal thing constitutes an attack on children that can only mean serious problems for them in the future, or in the words of pediatricians. Now let's think about this. In the words of pediatricians, it's called child abuse. Okay? Not in the words of Joe Messina. Not in the words of the hardcore right-wing Christian conservative movement. No. Sorry, people. It's in the words of pediatricians. Of a well-respected group of doctors. And you're seeing it more and more and more and more and more. So get over yourselves. Get with them and find out how to fix it. There's a large number of transgenders, which I don't understand. If you go through the operation of becoming
female. Why would you keep calling yourself a transgender? Wouldn't you just call yourself a female? Unless you want to be gender neutral, in which case I don't know why you go through all that to begin with. The Ninth Circuit Court rules. I love this one. You know, California's off. Not only are they off the deep end, they actually should be cut out of the U.S. and allowed to just kind of go adrift into the ocean. You know what I mean? Because they're trying to come up with so many rules that keep you from being able to get a gun in any way. Now, the Ninth Circuit. If you know the court, you know what I'm saying there. The Ninth Circuit Court rules in favor of the Second Amendment for once. You know, wonderful. Oh, it is a shocking ruling, too. The shocking ruling of a three-judge panel held 2-1 that the right to purchase and sell firearms is part and parcel of the historically recognized right to keep and bear arms. The ruling strikes down an ordinance in Alameda County, California, which prohibited gun stores from being located within 500 feet of a residential zone. That's pretty much everywhere. Right? The Second Amendment Foundation, which brought the lawsuit along with the California Association of Federal Firearms Licensees, and the Cal Guns Foundation, Inc., three businesses wrote a press release today, said, this is an important decision. Chairman Alan Gottlieb of SAF and CCR KBA remands the case back to the lower court for further proceedings consistent with the ruling as it pertains to the Second Amendment. My God, somebody's actually willing to protect the Second Amendment. We'll be back with this right after the break. Listen, this is a big deal in California. It really is. And for the Ninth Circuit Court, even a bigger deal. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims, we just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, listen, get involved in the conversation. Don't leave me hanging. Get involved in the conversation. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-REAL-JOE, or just head up to the website at realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the live chat room. There's a gazillion things that you can do in there. So please be involved. Okay, I'd like to finish this up this hour, and I will. Believe me, I will. The thank you. The Pope says, and again, guys like me are always poked about being inclusive. Always hear about we always hear about the Pope's understanding and the Pope's love for the different communities, if you would. That he's okay with abortion, he's okay with same-sex marriage, he's okay. Because of a speech he gave that they totally took out of context. So let me put some of this back into context. We're finishing up on, you know, he's talking about no to trans kids, teach young people to accept their own body as it was created, as it was given to them by God. And he denounced the transgender ideology. He denounces the fluid sexual identities. And says they're just flat out wrong. But it's not just based on religious beliefs. He's taking it right from the American College of Pediatricians, who warn against this kind of thing at a young age. Now, the writer goes, he goes on to say, a person's belief that he or she is something that they are not is at best a sign of confusion, confused thinking. These are the physicians, not the Pope, but the physicians. When an otherwise healthy biological boy believes he's a girl, and an otherwise healthy girl believes that she is a boy, there is a problem. An objective psychological problem exists, and it needs to be treated. And this is from the doctors. This is not from the Pope. Treating gender confusion as a good and normal thing constitutes an attack on children that can only mean serious problems for them in the future. Or in other words, right, these are the words of the pediatricians, it's child abuse. That simple. So, you know, again, oh, I did, didn't I? Okay, so I had a senior moment. Leave me alone. That's because I had it up on the screen. I was looking at it. Back to the Second Amendment. Yeah, usually I close the articles and I send them on. And I didn't close this one. I left it sitting open on my screen for some reason. So apparently I had to hit the last two. I had to hit the last two for somebody out there who wasn't paying attention, maybe. There you go. Anyhow. All right. So, yeah, I was talking about the loons in California. That's, you're right. I lose. And the loons in California, how they, the legislators, right? They're going to make it so, they're going to find a way so you can't have a gun. They're talking about restricting ammunition. You can only buy so many hundred, you can only buy a couple hundred rounds at a time. Most people, when they go shooting at the range, they can go blow through a couple hundred rounds in an hour or two. An hour, probably. You know, it sounds like a lot, but it really isn't. And they're going to make you go through a background check to buy ammunition. Because they don't find anything in the law that keeps them from doing that. Not they're not looking at it like, what can I find in the law to help people own guns and own them safely? It's more like, how can I find a way to meet people who will never own guns? It's really that simple. But the Ninth Circuit Court, these bunch of loons, God love them. No, usually they're, somebody was saying it's a true thing, is they're the only circuit court that's ever reversed themselves. So they've sent the case back to the lower courts. And the lower courts now have to re-review. It's going to be heightened scrutiny. They're really going to have to take a look at this and figure out how to make it happen, not make it happen. Now, the problem here is that the right to bear arms is a fundamental right. We all agree with that. And it deserves far more than just rational basis review. Now, racial discrimination cases receive strict judicial scrutiny, and government infringement on the right to bear arms is just as unconstitutional. Now, if racism discrimination cases receive the highest level of scrutiny, well, shouldn't the right to bear arms also receive an equal amount of scrutiny? They're both in the Constitution. Now, the writer says that his prediction for the case is that the district court will affirm the constitutionality of the county ordinance because it's California and it's gun rights case. Lower court will use an emasculating version of the intermediate scrutiny and will wiggle their way into affirming the ordinance despite the ruling of the higher appellate court. And this is exactly what happened, in essence, in the case of the New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Cuomo. The district court used the same level of review to uphold most of the law, minus the provision barring gun owners from loading more than seven rounds into a magazine. Now, why they would waste the time even talking about that is just amazing to me. On appeal to the Second Circuit, the appeals court applied intermediate scrutiny as well as affirmed the ruling of the lower court. This provides a precedent for California to justify affirming the ordinance's constitutionality. But at this point, who really knows, right? Because the Ninth Circuit Court, they've gone back and forth themselves on a number of cases. And it may end up back in their laps. Right? This is not the end of this case. But just the mere fact that it didn't get just shot down and sent over. The mere fact that the court just didn't send it back and said, hey, deal with this. You know, or no, you can't have the guns, or yes, the ordinance is fine, speaks volumes, especially, again, from the Ninth Circuit Court. It's a whole different animal over there. Okay, let's see. What else have you guys sent me? Oh, I love this. Getting beat up from his own side. Let's see what you think about this one. So Obama, as usual, he said that pretty much America is much better off today. It's in good shape. The economy's in good shape. People are back to work. You know, things are slowly coming back to normal. But Sanders and Clinton disagree. Now, this last weekend in a commencement address to Rutgers, President Obama declared that in almost every measure, America is better. And it's much better than it was 50 or even 30 years ago, or even 8 years ago. And he smiles. Now, both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton seem to have missed the memo. As Obama was offering a cheerful assessment of the county of the country, both Democratic candidate campaigners in Kentucky, in the midst of a swing through the western part of the state. Sanders took a took to Twitter to denounce America's rigid economy. Okay, he laments its crisis of homelessness and warns that people with HIV/AIDS are going bankrupt because of the outrageously high cost of prescription drugs. And Louisville, Clinton was also introduced by former Governor Steve Beshear, who also seemed unconvinced by Obama's assertion that we're living in the best of times. We live right now in some of the most dangerous times this world has ever seen. Citing the threat of nuclear proliferation, terrorism abroad, and some at home is at an all-time high. Now, Mr. Obama went on to tell graduates, they shouldn't long for a return to the good old days, because those days never existed. He lives in an altered universe. He really does. He lives in a place that only exists between his two ears. He goes on to say, it's part of human nature, especially in times of change and uncertainty, to want to look backwards and long for some imaginary past when everything worked and the economy hummed and all politicians were wise and every kid was well-mannered. And America pretty much did whatever it wanted around the world. Guess what? It ain't so. The good old days weren't that great. He's so wrong. Nobody's ever suggested that we go back to that. Again, a play on words. We go back to the principles of those times. Really, that simple. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll finish it up on the other side of the break. You'll listen to The Real Side on GSN Live. Don't go far, really. Seriously, we'll be right back.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bispa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bispa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, very much a pleasure. You know, we were talking about the I'm sorry. Sometimes I have to look at these and make sure they're not, they didn't come from The Onion, you know, the website where it's all satire. Because I just can't believe that he really believes this stuff. So President Obama says that we're just much better off all the way around. America is better than ever. Tries to make the comment that, you know, it wasn't so good 50 years ago like they'd like us to believe 50 or 30 years ago. The good old days weren't so good. Well, they may not have been so good for him. Maybe he grew up in a bad area. Maybe he had lousy grandparents or lousy parents or lousy teachers. I don't know. But, you know, he decided to mock nostalgia. When in reality, there were a lot of good things about the times that we grew up in. Every generation says that, and every generation has some really good stuff in their times that they grew up in. You guys are so disconnected because of electronics today, it's pathetic. I really feel sorry for you. Because there's no closeness, there's no real conversation, there's texting. Yeah, you really get the emotional, you really get the emotion across in that one, don't you? And Hillary Clinton has an assignment for her husband already, Bill. If they return to the White House next year, the former president, Mrs. Clinton, told voters, will be in charge of revitalizing the economy. Because, you know, he knows how to do it. Especially in places like the coal country and inner cities and other parts of the country that have really been left out. Yeah, no, he's going to send them in to retrain them because she's going to kill the coal business. She's going to continue on the road that, what's the name, went down. Right?
Yeah, I got to finish this first. Now, Mrs. Clinton mentioned the idea for her husband while speaking at a rally outside a home in northern Kentucky. She said she, Mr. Clinton, that he would need to come out of retirement to help put people back to work. It's jarring to hear Clinton and Sanders argue that America's falling apart when their Lord and Savior, Mr. Obama, is saying, you know, things are going well. You know, really, if you think about it, I know the left loves to throw all this stuff out like it's all peaches and cream now, and everything's wonderful. But the reality is, we all know it's not. It's not a true statement. You know, you've got still 92 million or 93 million Americans who have given up work, given up looking for work. They're out of work, period. The majority of jobs created over the last few years have been part-time jobs, not full-time jobs. You can't take care of a family on a part-time job. And for two Democrats running for office, for president, to admit that their president has let them down, to admit that the Democratic president has failed, it's a big deal, is it not? Or no? I mean, seriously. Be interesting to see how far Clinton's willing to run from Obama when she declares that she'll assign her husband the task of revitalizing the economy. Why would you have to revitalize something that's fixed and it works? And Trump, because he doesn't like he won't hide anything. He's going to ask that question, don't you think? He's not going to be afraid to ask voters if they're better off now. You know, with all the new Dem policies. Don't you think? I would if I was him. Listen, I'd be parading out every one of her problems. Every one of her issues, every one of her failures. I'd be parading it all over the place. Anyhow. Yes, my producer just sent me this. So let's see. This is the press release that just came out. It's called Breaking News. I wish I had that sound. You know, bloop, bloop, bloop. Anyway. The RNC and Trump campaign announced joint agreements. Lou Eisenberg, selected to lead the fundraising effort for Trump victory, along with Trump campaign finance chair Stephen Mnuchin. Now, Washington, D.C. today, Republican National Committee RNC chair Ryan Priebus announced the RNC and Donald Trump for President have entered into a joint fundraising agreement. The agreements will allow Donald Trump for president campaign to raise funds for the national party that it will use to elect Republicans at all levels in the cycle. The RNC is excited to team up with Trump to expand the robust ground data and digital operation we have in place to elect Republicans up and down the ballot. Now, Donald Trump knows the importance of keeping our Republicans majorities at the local, state, and national level. These joint fundraiser agreements are another vital step in making that happen. Now, Donald Trump has received millions more votes than any candidate in the history of the Republican Party. We're confident that that will carry forward. I love this because, you know, other people will say he's not received the majority of Republican votes. And what's going to tank him this year, or what will, if he tanks, what will tank him is the stubborn Republican conservatives. Okay? Really that simple. I know some of you don't like that. Too bad. Deal with it. Now, Mr. Trump said we're pleased to have this partnership in place. By working together with the RNC to raise support for Republicans everywhere, we're going to defeat Hillary Clinton. And we're going to keep Republican majorities in Congress and the states and make America great again. Now, the RNC Finance Chairman Lou Eisenberg has been selected to be Finance Chair of the Trump victory. Eisenberg worked closely with Trump campaign finance chair Stephen Mnuchin to ensure a successful fundraising apparatus through November. Lou's going to do the outstanding job leading this effort, said Chairman Priebus. Lou has already helped the RNC raise a record $135 million in support of this cycle, and I have every confidence with his track record of success that we're going to win again. Now, the Republican National Committee and Donald Trump for president are entering into the two joint fundraising agreements that will establish two joint fundraising committees to help make America great again.
know, really, I agree with the comments in the chat room. They try to push him out. They try to figure out a way to wiggle him out, you know, Donald Trump. Yeah, they might as well shoot themselves in the head, get it over with now. It'll be less painful. You know what I'm saying? It's been my mantra. I know some of you don't agree with me. Whatever. But it's been my mantra now for a month, 2 months. The people have spoken. Get over yourselves. I know you don't want to hear that, but it's true. You know, a lot of you, you know, a lot of you have been screaming for years that our voices aren't being heard, that the voters are being ignored. And now that the voters' voices are being heard, now you're sounding like Mr. Obama. Well, you know, he didn't get the right percentage, and he didn't get this, and he didn't get that. And you're going, okay, come on, really? You seriously going to go down that road with me? How stupid can you be? Okay, then the question of the night. You ready for this one? Yeah, I'm bored with that story. We're done. The White House appoints its first transgender woman to serve on President Obama's advisory council. Now, check this out. Not on the LGBTQ community. No. God forbid we do something that makes sense like that. Now, see, again, they're going to think I'm making fun of transgenders, but, you know, whatever. They're appointing the transgender woman to serve on President Obama's advisory council on faith-based neighborhood partnerships. Because, as you know, every faith believes in, you know, the gay, lesbian, transgender community, right? No problems there. Now, the White House announced that the National LGBTQ Task Force's Barbara Satin has been appointed to serve on President Obama's advisory council. Now, not any advisory council. No. The Advisory Council on Faith-Based Neighborhood Partnerships. Now, Satin is the first transgender woman to serve on this presidential body. He said, I'm both honored and humbled to be selected to serve on the President's Advisory Council. Given the current political climate, I believe it's important that the voice of faith representing the transgender and gender nonconforming community, as well as a person of my years, nearly 82, be present and heard at these vital conversations. Yeah, how's that going to work? No, I'm seriously. I'm not even joking. How does that work? Because if the majority, do you think you're going to browbeat them into believing everything's okay? That the LGBTQ community is just fine and okay and can be accepted into the faith community? Now remember, the people can be accepted. It's the lifestyle that can't. Satin has been heavily involved in the development of the Spirit on Lake, an LGBTQ senior housing project in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the housing project, a 46-unit affordable rental facility. And she's been instrumental in making sure it was open and people were active there. Now, again, what churches is she going to pull in? You're not going to pull in the majority of the mainstream churches. It's not going to happen. She said that she works mostly with the United Church of Christ, which is fine. What about all the other? Anyway, there's one to ponder for you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Hey, we're here tomorrow. You better be too. Have a great rest of the day.